As Mr. Moore stated earlier, hopefully if you want to speak to us, you have signed up. We'll call you how you signed up on the sheet, and everybody, you will get 3 minutes to address council on things that pertain to council. First thing, Mr. Bob Harrison. Mr. Bob Harrison, please come forward.
Have you got your egg timer?
I got her. Good morning, sir.
Morning.
I see that last week I was not able to persuade you to refrain from having prayer as part of your council meeting. Perhaps my argument was not convincing enough. The Supreme Court may have authorized legislative prayer, but they did not and cannot prescribe it. This council has the authority and the responsibility to determine whether non-believing Sussex County citizens must endure offensive prayers in order to attend its meetings. I learned last week that Sussex County Council meetings have been open with a prayer for over 30 years. Offensive and oppressive practices cannot be morally justified by virtue of there being traditions, slavery, discrimination against African Americans, and the segregation of school children by race were long-standing traditions. In addition, the denial of rights to women, those who are not heterosexual, and those not of the majority religion have been traditional. All of these discriminations are or were against the politically powerless. Although some of these struggles are ongoing, the relief which has been obtained was only after sustained direct action. To a non-believer, it is not the content of the prayer, but the act of praying, which implies belief in the existence of a supernatural being, that is offensive. Those of us who do not believe in the Christian or any God are a small but significant and growing minority. Many, like some of the gay community, are in the closet. Coming to this meeting and refusing to pray, as I do, can mean the loss of a job or promotion. A business person could lose customers. Imagine an atheist with political ambitions. Some have told me that they are concerned about alienating their friends and neighbors or embarrassing family members. Many Christians have exhibited prejudice against non-believers and discriminate against them socially. By holding Christian prayers here, you are helping them to identify those with differing beliefs. You are preventing some of those that fear identification from attending. Some have told me that against their consciences, they feel the need to pretend to believe. Hopefully, you will understand that we, non-believers, should have the right to attend these meetings while preserving our freedom of conscience. I request that this council change the rules of procedure to remove the invocation from the order of business. Thank you. Should I give this to the clerk?
You can give it to the clerk. Right now, which is Mr. Griffith. Carl Bergman. Carl Bergmark.
In the news recently, a woman in the Sudan was sentenced to death by Shiite law. Her crime was being a Christian and had been married to a Muslim. Now, this is an extreme example, but it's one of the many reasons I'm adamant about separation of church and state. And also, I agree with everything Bob said. That's all I had to say.
Thank you, sir. Jane Hovington.
Hello.
Good morning.
My name is Jane Hovington. I am the president of the Lower Sussex branch of the NAACP, and I'm sure many of you know who I am. But because of statements which have been made during the past week, I was compelled to attend this meeting and respond to the allegations that were made. Sussex County has long been considered one of the most prejudiced counties in the state of Delaware. What has always been mere conjecture has been given credence by the recent statements of this council. In addition, Mr. Wilson, Mr. Phillips, by your statement, it shows that you are grossly out of touch with your with those colored people and those Mexican people you were elected to represent. The NAACP was founded by a group of white individuals, Mary White Ovington, Oswald Villard, William Wallington, and Dr. Henry Moskowitz, who were tired of the injustices that they witnessed, who called a meeting which was attended by W.E.B. Du Bois, Ida Wells Barnett, and Mary Church Terrell, who came together to form the NAACP. This organization emerged to, and I quote, to secure all rights, rights for all the people, guaranteed in the 13th, 14th, and 15th Amendments to the United States. Mr. Wilson, you stated on the radio that you researched the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People. Well, in doing so, I am sure that you read the mission statement. The mission statement said this organization is to ensure political, educational, social, and economic equality for all persons. Mr. Phillips, you stated that you thought this organization was inappropriate in this day of racial equality. Well, it's time that you stepped outside of this chamber and spent some time with your minority constituents. You should walk in their shoes for 1 month and then come back and discuss this day of racial equality. And before you jump the gun, when I speak of minorities, you need to understand that it does not just include African Americans, but Hispanics, but women, and even members of the gay and lesbian community. You see, we have not reached racial equality because even in this day, women are considered inferior to men. African Americans are the least of equal. Hispanics are not even referred to by the country from which they came. Most are not Mexicans. Many are from Guatemala. Some are Puerto Ricans, who are U.S. citizens, and so on. From the things that have come forth from your mouth and from this council, I'm not at liberty to even say what the gay and lesbian community has been referred to. You see, like you, Mr. Wilson, I have too attended a white school my entire life. So I have known racism since I was 6 years of age. I still bear the scars from those days in elementary school because bigoted parents encouraged their children to lash out at my sister and me for no other reason than the color of our skin. So in my life, I have witnessed blatant racism, subtle racism, and institutionalized racism, as well as stereotyping. So when you say we are hung up on our color, realize that we are African Americans. Know that we will be African Americans until the day we die. Our skin color is the first that anyone ever sees, but it does not define us. No, we are not the ones to determine who we are by the color of our skin. If asked how I want you to refer to me, I want you to see me first as a woman proud of her heritage of being a colored Negro who became a black African American, as a woman intelligent and strong, determined to survive in this unjust world, a woman who does not look at the color of a person's skin when they come to me and ask for help, but strive to assist them the best that I can. As Sonia Sotomayor recently wrote, race matters because of the slights, the snickers, the silent judgment that reinforced that most crippling thought, I do not belong. As long as we have people in leadership positions who spout off such derogatory remarks without sensitivity and insight, nor knowledge of what they are talking about, there is a need for an organization such as NAACP to ensure the rights of others. For out of the abundance of the heart, Mr. Wilson, the mouth speaketh. Therefore, we know that even though you know a lot of colored people, you have colored people and Mexican people paying you rent, you're not representing them here. You both chose to make a mockery of one of the greatest organizations here in this United States, whose vision has paved the rights of equality for this nation for the past 105 years. I say this because you have given grants to other cultural organizations and never made the type of remarks that were made this day. You thought that your buffoonery would be laughed off just as jokes. The sadness of this is that there are small-minded people who agree with you. These people who know nothing about the colored and other minorities or the degradation that they have suffered or the inroads that they have made which have benefited all people, nor the discriminatory practices that we face this day. Mr. Phillips, Mr. Wilson, Sussex County Council, you are elected to represent all of the people within your district in a professional and civil manner. I feel that these two councilmen this owe an apology, not just to the NAACP, but to the people of Sussex County for the untruths that have been put forth on the paper and in the television regarding an organization that is far, far from discriminatory, and for the embarrassment that has been brought before this county, Sussex County. Thank you. And just for your benefit, I made sure I prepared a statement to let you know exactly who the NAACP is. Thank you.
Everyone could please refrain from the applause or any comments. We'd appreciate that. Next is to me, it looks like Tambra Stewart.
I was with Mrs. Huntington. I thought that list was everybody coming.
Oh, okay, no, that's fine. Thank you very much. That's fine. Lisa Goodman.
Good morning, Mr. President, members of Council. My name is Lisa Goodman. I am the president of Equality Delaware. We are the statewide organization working to ensure equality for LGBT Delawareans. I'm honored to stand here with the president of the statewide NAACP, Mr. Richard Smith. We have had a long and proud partnership with the NAACP, and I am here today to speak in support of them. They are an organization far older than Equality Delaware. They were founded in 1909, when segregation was still not only in existence, but in many places in our country, the law of the land. The NAACP has led the fight for full civil rights, including desegregation, voting rights, employment, and housing equality, not only for people of color, but for all Americans, as you heard Jane Huffington said. I am here to speak to those in Sussex County who, after the comments made by Mr. Wilson and Mr. Phillips 2 weeks ago, likely feel that their government does not respect or value them. For all members of council, for some members of council, not to vote to grant a modest grant request sends a horribly exclusionary message to your constituents. They feel, likely, that their government does not respect or value them. And to them I say, you are worthy of equal treatment and of respect, and you are of value, and you deserve equal treatment by your government. Mr. Wilson, the last time you and I were together was on the floor of the Delaware State Senate during the debate on the Civil Union Bill. And that day, you told me that it was your opinion that I was certainly going to hell. I'm pleased to say, not yet. And until and if that day comes, I will stand as the president of Equality Delaware proudly with organizations like the NAACP and against inequality directed at any group of citizens, including those in Sussex County. Thank you.
Thank you.
Paul Ryan, I hope that's correct. Oh, okay, must be. Maybe not. Is Paul Ryan here?
Paul Rieger.
I'm sorry.
What? I'll pass on this one.
Okay, I'm on the back page now, yeah, okay.
I'll pass on this one.
Jay Street. Morning, Councilman.
Good morning, Councilman. Mr. President, members of Council. I am Jay Street. I am here today in my capacity as a former president of the Delaware Black Caucus, and I've been directed and charged by the current president, the Reverend Christopher Bullock, to bring my remarks today on behalf of the NAACP and the Delaware Black Caucus. Fact of the matter is, I, for one, am grateful to Councilman Phillips, Councilman Wilson, for being completely forthcoming in your view of life and exercising your freedom of speech. I think your comments, the comments attributed to you, will be a major asset to the civil rights struggle, as those comments have brought us together in an unprecedented fashion in the new millennium, because as hard and difficult as it was to know that in 2014 those comments were made, it's a sad, despicable, and painful reminder of the things past. Now, for those of you who may want to say, well, here he comes from up there, come down here, has this, that, and the other to say, fact of the matter is, you never forget from whence you come. My grandfather had 4 or 5 farms over there in Lewis, next to Belltown. I have no memories of joy when he had to come over here and go through this circle to transact his business because of the way he wasn't treated. As a child, I recall like it was yesterday, I tried to forget that as a child, we weren't allowed to go to Rehoboth Beach. We had to go to Lewis Beach. And as much as I wanted to delude myself and think that things had changed, your statements made it crystal clear that nothing has changed. We have come together because at the end of the day, when two people have the unmitigated gall to deny educational services, to vote to deny educational services to children because some of the beneficiaries may be children of color, we have a responsibility to say, that's your prerogative, but in our view, there is no place for intolerance in public service. Intolerance will not be tolerated from Del Mar to Claymont, and we're going to do everything we can to see to it that those that have that despicable view, that view is eradicated, and I feel sorry for you. Because it doesn't matter what you have done in the past. It doesn't matter what you do in the future. Your legacy is now limited and diminished to solely standing for intolerance.
If you could please refrain from the applause, I'd appreciate that. Gwen Miller.
Good morning. My name is Gwendolyn Miller. I'm the state political director for Delaware AFL-CIO. Responding for President Samuel E. Latham of Delaware State AFL-CIO on behalf of Delaware NAACP regarding comments expressed by Sussex County Councilman Sam Wilson and Vance Phillips. On behalf of the 28,000 members of Delaware State AFL-CIO, we are offended by the comments expressed by Sussex County Councilman Sam Wilson and Vance Phillips. Further, organized labor in this state has always represented inclusion and equality for all of our membership. The AFL-CIO activity engages in all constituency groups that promote, protect, and serve our population in the advancement of job creation, job safety, fair wages, and enhanced working conditions at all levels. Those same men and women have an expectation that their tax dollars will be distributed fairly and without bias or prejudice. The NAACP has been an active and proud partner with organized labor in this state, promoting all of their attributes listed above. And finally, organized labor contributes to a significant amount of tax dollars to our revenue stream, which the expectation and distribution will support projects and programs to enhance all of our lives. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Howard Truxton. Mr. Truxton.
He didn't hear you.
I'm sorry.
He's Mr. Truxton.
Here he comes. Okay, we're good. I'm sorry. I didn't speak loud enough. My apologies.
It's all right. Ellendale.
It's my whatever it is, sinuses.
Clogged up.
Something. We're jammed up, clogged up something.
I didn't sign no paper, but you called.
I'm sorry, somebody put your name down then.
Oh, okay.
Somebody put my name down?
That's unlawful. But that's all right, I'm here now.
Thank you. I'm Harold Truxton. I'm president of the Ellendale Civic Association. We had a news conference last night. I looked for some of y'all there, but you didn't show. I did see one gentleman, and we had some to come in late. Representative Gary Simpson and our representative from down from Rehoboth. But anyway, I'm not wearing the pin today. I have a pin for an NACP lifetime member. I joined it back in when the segregation was beginning to come in the area. I joined the NACP because I had a business that could afford to pay my fee. So my business paid for my fee to become a member of the NACP. I was very surprised. I know both of the gentlemen. I've been in here before on the stage for issues. I hope they will change their thinking. This is a different day. It kind of bothered me when I read back to little kids. We don't know. They might be president one day. They might be a lawyer one day. They might be sitting there where you are one day. And it kind of hurt me. So I hope these two gentlemen will kind of apologize or come up with something that will help to lift the burden off some of us people that we have. I have a burden right now. I didn't think this would ever happen in this council, but it did. So I just thank you.
Wesley Smith.
Good day, Council.
Good morning.
My name is Wesley Smith, as you have called. I read in the paper the speeches that Mr. Wilson and Mr. Phillips made. Unfortunately, first let me say this. I echo everything that this NAACP speakers gave, but I would like to take it in a very little different tact. I heard a gentleman spoke about not having his button. I am wearing three. Amongst you, one of your members gave me the Georgetown button. 14 years ago, I still wear it. I still keep it. So therefore, how can he say what was said and then expect me, a member of the NAACP, an African American, a naturalized American who is a black man, be happy with that? But I'm not going to fight. Okay, go ahead. I also want to say, Mr. Moore, it's good seeing you also. I haven't seen you in a while. Because when I came to Georgetown, I was well received, and I was treated very, very well. So, Mr. Wilson, Mr. Phillips, thank you for that pin. I noticed you smiled when you saw me recognize it. I still wear it. So what I'm going to ask you, members of council, soften the tone a little bit, and let us find a way to, like Rod Dickens said, can we all get along? That's what I really want. So can we agree that we're going to try to find a way to work with each other? And please, Council, give Mr. Phillips a clap, because I have not seen him in 14 years. It's good seeing you, sir. Thank you. All right.
Richard Smith.
Yes.
Richard Smith.
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry. duh.
I am the state president for the NAACP. I control and represent seven branches in Delaware, Wilmington, Newark, Dover, Middletown, Milford, and Lower Sussex, Delaware State, University of Delaware, and we work on Wilmington College. We have a member, we have a force here of over 2,000, 3,000 members. A lot of them is conservative Republicans, Pete DuPont, Evans, Castle, and on and on. A lot of them is card-holding Republicans, along with Democrats. Mr. Wilson, Honorable Wilson, Honorable Phillips, you're wrong. And if you want this fight, we will bring this fight to you. We can bring 100,000 people down here in less than 2,000, in less than 3 or 4 days if we want to. We can do a lot of stuff. I think that you haven't realized that you came in the 21st century. The black folks who renting off you, many of them is members of the NAACP. And you said they was your friend. And then you said that you are not no racist. I'm trying to understand what make you come out of your mind to say the things you say. It's either racist or hate. What is it? Mr. Phillips, you know, you was piggybacking off him. And your error go from Delmore all around. And you got black folks where my family come from, Sullyville, and different places. And you, Mr. Wilson, Milford, and Brisbane, black folks all around you, people of color all around you. How come you would say this thing and what you say against small kids of the NAACP, our babies? How come you attack our babies? You know, I've been in the civil rights movement since 1959. I'm 65 years old. I remember your type. I remember your type. You hate us for no reason at all. You dislike us for no reason at all. You just don't feel that we're still one-third of the Constitution. No, we're whole now. And we got people that you laugh and you look at every day that is a member of the proudest group in the United States called the NAACP and the world. And you got people that would come here and would tell you, I could line this whole place up with people, but I choose not to. I choose to say that you need to go to some classes or diversify, and you need to understand that all people is a part of this big rainbow coalition of the United States. Okay? And that, in 10 years, the white man is going to be a minority, and guess where he's going to be? With us, the NAACP. Thank you.
Mr. Dan Kramer.
Hold on to your hat.
Oh, man.
My name is Dan Kramer. I'll tell you what, this is the best thing that ever happened. Why? I've been on your cases for how many years? Get rid of this grant and aid program, and you got preachers, and you got preachers, and you got everybody else coming in here and begging for money. Well, guess what? If it wasn't no grant program, this would have never occurred. So it's now time to get rid of this granting program, and then nobody gets hurt. Pure and simple. But oh no, we're up here, we're going to buy votes. Just heard him talking about buying votes every time you turn around. That's all it is. Nothing more, nothing less. We got to buy votes. Thank you. Have a good day.
Entertaining motion. Now go to executive session for job applicants' qualifications.
One more thing.
Mr.
Smith.
I'm sorry. Mr. Smith. We refuse. Come back up to the podium, please. And try, if you could try to.
Real quick, we refuse to take your $500 because you have two races on your staff and two the two races change their ways, the NAACP are no blacks, really should accept your money. Thank you.
Now I entertain a motion to go into executive session for job applicants' qualifications and pending potential litigation. Motion.
I'll make the motion.
Motion, Mrs. Deaver. Second. Mr. Cole.
Who are you with?
We'll you're take a vote on the motion. Mrs. Deaver. Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson. Mr. Wilson. I vote yes.
But you were
now in executive session.